problems, our workplace problems, but addiction problems, even the interpersonal problems. Among the degrees, there will be problems. Doing any services, there will be problems. So whatever you do, in that you will start having a problem if you do not have a proper orientation of your attitude. So this is a very key aspect. That's why we are focusing today on this. Now, one other aspect which we wanted to emphasize, perhaps overemphasize in this particular temple, is the congregation building. And in particular, to talk about a devotee, that how we can focus on the growth of any individual or a devotee. So this is one of the key aspects of it. Prabhuji last time has spoken on the how one should work unitedly towards us, towards a common goal. So in that, in the same line of thought, we are discussing how to work, in cooperation. That is through one's proper attitude. If you have a proper attitude, then you will work unitedly for a common goal. The positive attitude. If you look the right way, you can see that the whole world is a garden, isn't it? Otherwise, what you think that it's pretty much a barren land if you don't have that particular attitude. What happens is that when people go to holy places, what do they see? They start seeing that so many problems. The roads are not good. There is no facilities around. There is so many mosquitoes. There are no food stalls. All these kinds of issues people start seeing them. Because their vision, their look is, their outlook is towards the holy dham is like that. If you do not have right attitude, you start committing offenses. You start seeing the faults. Just like you have a shirt, it is completely white, but if it has a small stain, you will just start looking at just the stain, but not at the end, the whole shirt which is completely white. So it's actually, as I mentioned in my last lecture also, that it's not that what you look at, it's actually what you see. That is the big issue. You may be looking at something, but what you see out of that is actually that matters more. So here I've actually explained that. What happens is that when you have a positive attitude, it helps you to cope up with many different things. To cope up with a job, as I was saying, to cope up with any activity which you undertake. And especially in the devotional parlance, is that it will help you how you can spiritually grow and have a healthy relationship among your peers or the newcomers or even the seniors. So that's the positive attitude is a key part. And that's here it says that it's a brighter side of the life. To become optimistic and expect the best to happen. It is certainly a state of mind that is well worth developing. Okay, here's the positive attitude may not solve all your problems, but it will annoy enough people to make it worth the effort. So definitely you should have a positive outlook towards anything. So here what it is saying that you should assess the entire thing and keep a positive, keep a optimistic view rather than having a pessimistic approach towards something. So we are not saying that assess something, assess out of proportion and approach it without much of preparation. You assess things in a right way, in a right perspective, and then approach towards any problem or any issue or anything, whatever you undertake. So that's what we are trying to emphasize. So positive attitude doesn't mean that if you do not have any ability and you're trying to accomplish something, it is not possible. For instance, if you see what is it, American Idol or whatever, that idol you have seen, that people try to go, they have a very big attitude. It's a positive attitude. They go there They don't have any ability to sing. No matter what you say, what you say, they make a fun of them in front of the whole public. Isn't it? It's nice attitude. Like, you know, it's like they want to show that I have a stage daring, and I mean I want to perform it in front of an audience. But you also have to see that whether you have that ability. That also you have to see. So we are focusing on having the positive attitude in whatever you undertake. After assessing all the aspects of whatever you undertake, okay, the negative attitude is characterized by a great disdain for everything. Someone who constantly points out negative in everything. So that's what I was trying to tell you, that like you will find people generally having this kind of a habit, always picking up something, like, you know, from people around. They don't want to see the brighter side of it. They just want to see what faults they have made. It's just like, you know, looking through a lens all the time, like just like a big scientist who always keeps a lens and trying to look through, like, you know, look towards every person. So that kind of an attitude, that kind of approach doesn't help. It is very harmful for interpersonal relationship, but also for your own health. It's not good because positive attitude is not only towards others, like, you know, you should have towards yourself as well. Towards yourself also. So that will help you. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere till you change it. So you better mend it. Okay. Now there are a couple of things which is mentioned. These are some list, some of the listings. Because as I said, I want to give a complete perspective of the topic which you are taking it. Okay. But my focus, since I have less time, is more on the devotional aspect. So I'm just going through some of the aspects which are generic and which is applicable to people in general. So positive attitude manifests in different ways. One is the positive thinking, constructive thinking, creative thinking, expectation of the success, optimism, motivation to accomplish your goals, and the being inspired. What is the if you have a positive attitude, what will you gain? Needless to say, you will succeed. If you have a negative attitude, what will happen? You will be a failure. How do you develop a positive attitude? Let us see some of the generic aspects. Choose to be happy. Look at try to look at the brighter side of your life. And try to stay optimistic. Find reasons to smile more often and have faith in the Lord. And his power. Contemplate upon the futility of negative thinking and worries. Now for the devotees, one of the important aspects, what is required, is that one should associate with the devotees, and especially with the happy people, like, you know, because devotees are generally happy. So associating with the devotees is actually very much important to generate, to have a positive outlook towards the life, or to have a positive attitude. Read inspiring stories from where you read it, not from the magazines, but better read from the Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita or some other scriptures, which is replete of the, like, so many inspiring stories. You will find so many quotes, like so many different exalted Vaishnavas or Acharyas have written, have quoted so many things. So you can actually focus on those inspiring quotes. Now we have so many other aspects. We should repeat one's affirmations that inspire and motivate you. So it is always said that if you have seen anything good, if you have done anything good or anything positive in your life, what you can do is that you can try to remember it time and again, so that you can actually you can do it again and again, and try to master your thoughts. Needless to say, that one of the important aspects in having A positive attitude is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra because it helps you to meditate and to concentrate. Oh, these are some of the listings which I won't go through it. You can see that the positive one is that one who smiles easily, the one who is willing to change one's ideas and behavior, one who can see another person's point of view, one who rarely complains, one who accepts responsibility for mistakes, one who seldom criticizes others, one who is considerate of others, look others people in eyes when talking with them, respects others' opinion, never make any excuse, and has a variety of interests. Now comes the important part. Okay. Now, what is the role of this attitude in the devotees? Now, this is where I have categorized it into like at least five important sections, and this is very important that every devotee should aspire or have it in one's lifestyle. Now, the first bullet point which I made is actually of having the proper attitude towards God. Now, what does it mean that having a proper attitude towards God? Because advancement in spiritual life is completely dependent on one's attitude. And if you have a proper attitude towards God, then only you will be able to make any advancement. For that first thing, what is required, which Rupa Goswami Path has mentioned in Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, mentioned that one should have Shraddha, one should have a faith. It's a very key part of it. And Srila Prabhupada mentions this in that book very elaborately on how one should have firm faith, firm conviction on existence of God and trust in God. Not only His presence but also in His word. Lord Krishna speaks in the end of the Bhagavad Gita. He says that Shraddhavan anushyasya shrunyadapi yonaraha sopi mukta subal lokan prapnyat punya karmana. He says that one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. Imagine he's talking about only one who just listens the instructions of Lord Krishna. What to speak of somebody who actually follows those instructions? What would be their destination? What would be the destination of those who do not follow this, who do not have any faith? And Lord Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita also, sir. He says that Ashraddha Dhana Purusha Vimasasya Parantapa Apraptyaman Nivartante Murtyu Samsara Vartman. This is what Lord Krishna is explaining. If you do not have proper faith, then Krishna is giving their destination. Murtyu Samsara Vartmani. They will go back to again into the cycle of birth and death. They will never attain Krishna. They will never attain God. So having a faith is the most important aspect. Now this seems to be a very simple thing. But think whether you really have a faith. I'm talking about my own self also. Do we really have faith in God? We do not have firm faith in God. We may have faith. But do we really think that we have really firm faith in God? Another aspect of having a proper attitude towards God is that being grateful to what we have received from God. God has given us this beautiful day to us. Every day morning when we wake up, oh my God, we have seen one more sunlight. And we should be thankful to Him. Trust me, this body is like a black box. At any point of time, anything can explode. You do not know. Okay? Maybe some point of time, a cancer might come. All of a sudden, you see that you go to a doctor and they say that, oh, you're diagnosed with a cancer. Gone. And then anything, and you might say some other XYZ disease has come. Heart attack can come anytime, as I said. It's a black box. Anything can happen at any point of time. So we have to be grateful to God, whatever we have received. We are grateful to God for giving us association with the devotees. We are grateful to God. We should be that He has given us this holy name to us. We should be grateful to God for giving us Srila Prabhupada. We should be grateful to God, for giving us this Krishna Bhakti. For everything, we should be grateful to God. That's what is actually the proper attitude. Another thing what we should be grateful as having a proper attitude is we should follow the instructions of Lord Krishna, what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita himself. As Krishna says that those who just listens, they will go to that place where pious dwell. You can imagine what will happen to those who start following those instructions. They will actually reach to Krishna himself. That's what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. And then the other key parts is that one should serve and one should develop the love for God. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, he sums up the Bhagavad Gita in 10 chapters. And one of the verses is actually one of the very key verses and which I like most. Because time and again, we do not understand how we should behave or how should be our approach, how should be our attitude. And Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita in the tenth chapter, in the 10th verse, Tesham sutatriktana bhajatam pruti purvakam dadami buddhi yogatam yenamam upayanti. A very important verse where Krishna is explaining that what will happen when you have a faith in God, when you serve God. Bhajatam priti purvakam. When you serve God, with love and devotion, what God will give you in intelligence, how you can actually get closer to Him. Because most of the times we do not understand how we should actually get, how we can get close to God. But Lord is giving that even the key also, the solution to that, how you can actually get closer to Him. And Krishna explains even in the sixth chapter that what will happen to those who actually serve him with love and devotion. He says that yoginam api sarvesham madadin antaratma shraddhavan bhajate yoma sami yuktatmo mata. So he's saying that shraddhavan bhajate yoma, the one who serves him with love and devotion, one who abides in him, he will get united with Krishna. That's what Krishna's actually conviction to all of us. So we should have these kind of qualities, that we should serve Krishna all the time, and we should develop the love for God. And love for God will be developed as you start serving Him. We'll see couple of other aspects also. Now another category where we should develop our proper attitude is attitude towards us. Generally, people are very harsh to oneself. Because why then people would like to do self-immolation or they want to commit suicide or they want to punish themselves? So, what are the qualities which we should have? We should have eagerness. We should have sincerity. We should have honesty, and we should have humility, and we should have patience and forgiveness. So these are some of the qualities which are very much required for our own spiritual growth. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has mentioned in the Nectar of Instruction. He said that first verse? I forgot that. No, second verse. Nishya. No. उत्साह निश्चय धैर्य तत्त कर्म प्रवर्तना शतो संग त्यागा शतो वृत्ते षड्गुरु भक्ति प्रसिद्धति. दिस इज अ रूप गोस्वामी पार एक्सप्लेन. सो ऑल दोस क्वालिटीज विच रूप गोस्वामी हैज एक्सप्लेन इन द लाइक दोस ऑल थिंग्स. सो वी शुड हैव ऑनेस्टी, वी शुड हैव ह्यूमिलिटी, वी शुड हैव सिंसियरिटी ऑफ द फोकस इज वेरी मच रिक्वायर्ड. ईगरनेस, there is one currency by which you can actually buy the love of God, and that currency is
sincerity.
Yes. Loyalty. So greediness. You should have eagerness to actually serve God. eagerness to serve the devotees. Okay. When you have that, through that you can actually purchase, you can actually obtain the love of God. So these are very important qualities. And another important qualities you can see, like which people generally show, is the forgiveness, devotees in general. Prahlad Maharaj has said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he not only asked for forgiveness for his own father, but he was asking forgiveness for the entire humanity. He was saying that may there be good fortune throughout the universe. That's a beautiful verse actually, but I don't have any time. Okay, and may the all envious person be pacified. That is Prahlad Maharaj's prayers. All my life, since I was growing up, I heard like one of the beautiful prayers for of one of the saint who said that. Jeghanache Venkati Sando, Taya Satkarmi Rati Vadu, Bhuta Paraspare Paro, Padu, Maitra Jivanchi. This is one of the beautiful verses. I never found something equivalent to that. But when I got into Krishna consciousness, when I started reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and when I started actually understanding the acharyas, their biographies, then I realized that, my God, this is the actually lifestyle of all the devotees. They always pray for the welfare of others. Not just others, but you know, for the entire universe. This is what Prahlad Maharaj was doing. He was even asking, not only for asking forgiveness for his own father, but even for the entire humanity. So these are some of the very important qualities which one should develop for having a proper attitude towards oneself. Then how we should have the proper attitude while we deal towards the devotees. The very first thing which is required is the cooperation. Now, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that, like, you know, that cooperation is very much important, is required. He said that, in fact, in our society, if you want to show love towards me, then you cooperate. That's the only way we can actually show love towards Srila Prabhupada. And every other sannyasis or every other guru also said that, if you really want to show love towards me, then you should try to cooperate among the devotees. And Lord Krishna also likes, which father likes a quarrel between his own sons or between his own progeny? No father likes it. So when will any father will he be in delight when he sees that there is a quarrel between two of his sons or between two of his daughters or between two of his son and daughters? No father will like it. So Lord Krishna will also never like that. So one should be very cooperative among with the devotees, and one should work in cooperation for the betterment of the society and in general ISKCON, since we are talking about the ISKCON. And another important quality which we have spoken elaborately was that the appreciation. We spoke last time a lot, like how appreciation of the other devotees is a key part. When you appreciate, those qualities start actually developing within you. When you start actually looking at the faults, those faults start actually developing within you. So you have to pick up what you have to choose, whether you have to appreciate or whether you have to start finding the faults. Then you have to be submissive. Like, this is a very big topic, but also one should try to develop the submissiveness towards the senior devotees and towards the other devotees also. Be peaceful. Krishna also mentioned that one of the devotees' qualities is actually peaceful. They are peaceful. If you are agitated, then that's not the quality of any devotee. Okay, that doesn't show that you are actually really chanting and your mind is peaceful. And one should be very very helpful. Try to be very hospitality. Receive devotees and take care of them very nicely. Very caring. Devotees' important quality is actually taking care. Yeah, another quality is forgiveness, forbearance, and patience. Yeah. Devotees, before even somebody commits mistakes, one should forgive them. We have seen example the other day of Amrish Maharaj. He forgave the Durvasa Muni before he committed the mistake. then the one should have a proper attitude towards one's service. One should consider the service as not a job or a burden. One should consider the service as a privilege. And one should do the service very enthusiastically. There are so many other aspects. Let me explain one of the negative aspects is that generally people have a very negative attitude towards the service, is that they are apathy. Apathy means not showing any interest towards service. There's a beautiful story that a king, once he wanted to see what is the attitude, what my subject has. So he put a huge rock in the middle of the street, and then all the people, he wanted to see whether somebody actually moves that rock. But every day, the whole day, that there was a traffic, but no one actually moved the rock. Everybody was going, like, you know, was passing around, but nobody moved the rock. There was somebody, one person who at last, who just came and started moving the rock, and then other people started chipping it. So that shows an attitude of an apathy. That's the attitude which we generally have in the spiritual practice also. We have an apathy. Like, you know, even to helping the temple also, we think that, okay, who cares? That's fine, it's not me. Let others help. I have so many things to take care. I have family, I have this and I have that. Like, you know, I have job and this, like, you know. So there's a complete apathy towards that. And generally people like, you know, wants to see that, what is in me? If I don't have, like, if I don't get any profit out of it, if I don't get any distinction, okay, if people don't praise me, you know, why should I do something? So this kind of an attitude people have. So we have to be very careful. I've given some quotes, like, you know. So one of the best way, what like, you know, proper way where we can align our attitude is that, like, you know, try to follow the seven purposes what Srila Prabhupada has given us. Okay, so that's key part of it. I think I would stop here. I couldn't even one aspect of it. Maybe sometime later. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, he, that, Bhaktanandi, Hari Hari Bol.